All right, hey everybody, welcome to tonight's Master Talk. And for those of you listening to the podcast a little bit after the Practice Building Masterclass, I'm Dr. Mike Reed from Chiropractic Masters International. I have been building seven-figure practices for over 20 years. And on tonight's Masterclass, I have a good friend of mine, Dr. Clint Steele. And Clint has come all the way from Maine, and you're gonna be talking with me tonight about a brand new program that you've created called Wine Woman and Wellness. I love the sound of that because I love wine, I have to admit. Clint, I'm sure you and your wife love wine too.
Absolutely, yeah. And, my wife more than me, but yeah, women love wine, and a lot of men love wine too, but.
We all do. And, you know, it's a great opportunity because, you know, Clint, you know, we build practices, you know, we come from high volume practices where part of the growth is really being able to turn the spigot of new patient flow. And whether it's internal referrals, whether it's external workshops, you would run internal workshops, whatever you might be doing in your practice, website, social media. One of the keys is to having what I call a big fish. And this is what I call, consider a big fish, where you could actually do an event like a dinner workshop. Dinner workshops were very popular, still are popular today, to help bring in, you know, 10, 20 plus new patients in one shot. That's why we like to call it a big fish. And I want to really talk about how this concept really began. And then we're going to open it up and we'll share a little PowerPoint with the viewers as well.
Awesome.
So how did the Wine Woman and Wellness start?
How did it start? So basically I needed to figure out, now I've been a chiropractor. I was going to get into this in my PowerPoint. That's why I thought we were going to pull that up, but
I'm going to share the screen. So you want to flip to your PowerPoint now?
Yeah.
All right. So let me just, I'm going to just end share here and we'll bring up your PowerPoint. So, you should be able to share yours, yes?
So I've got it up now. Can you see it? No?
Not yet, because we don't have your video screen. So,
Yeah, see, it's up on my end, so.
You got it up on yours? I'll tell you what, if you want to just send it over to my email, what I'll do is I'll pop it up on my screen.
Okay, cool.
From this end, and that'll work. So let's just talk while you're emailing it over to me. Let's just talk about how this all transpired.
Yeah, so basically what's going on is I'm in practice, you know, I've been in practice 26 years now, but 17 of those years, I say I struggled, but, you know, I was seeing 120, 125 a week. So I wasn't starving, but at the same time, I was constantly looking for new patients. I was on this, what I call new patient merry-go-round.
Yeah.
And what happened was I just couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure out how, because I knew chiropractic was about so much more than just neck and low back pain, but all I was attracting was people that just wanted me to get rid of their neck and low back pain. And as soon as their neck or low back pain was gone, guess what? They were out the door. And so at the end of 17 years, I had 7,000 patient files. 17 years, 7,000 patient files. And I still needed more new patients the day before I decided to quit in order to pay the bills, which to me is ludicrous, right? 7,000 patient files. And I still, that's like, you know, I had a PVA of 12. And as you know, Mike, that's like Coca-Cola saying, you know, we have customers, but they only buy our Cokes, our cans of Coke 12 times, and then they never buy from us again.
That's right.
It's a poor business model. And not only is it a poor business model, but it's a poor healthcare model. I feel like I was a glorified aspirin. And my wife doesn't like me to use that term, but basically that's what I said. I was a glorified aspirin. You know, I didn't have the side effects of the aspirin, but at the same time, I wasn't really fixing anything long-term. You know, it was a band-aid. And so I said, I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore. And so I quit. I was never going to practice again. What I found myself doing about 3 years later, I'd started a couple other businesses and I'd gone through my retirement savings. I was selling Kirby vacuum cleaners door to door to make ends meet. And my wife and I were struggling. I came home one day and I said, I'm not doing this anymore. It was almost Christmas time. And we're like, we can't figure this out. So we're going to get back into chiropractic, but we're going to do it. We're going to do it the right way. We're going to share the truth of chiropractic with our following, and we're going to build a lifetime wellness-based practice. And so when we did, I came across the study, and the study was a church study, but it really had a great analogy for chiropractors. And what the study showed was that people that went to an event outside of the normal church service stayed as members of that church twice as long as people who did not attend an event outside of the normal church service. And so at the time I was thinking about events, I was doing some dinner workshops, and I thought, we've got to create something that women preferably like, because you know, who takes care of the family's health? It's not the man, right?
They're making healthcare choices. That's right.
That's right. It's the woman. It's the women. And so I said to myself, we're going to do an event for women. And my wife, who loves wine, says, let's do some kind of a wine event where we can bring women in. They can hang out with their girlfriends and just have a great time, enjoy a glass of wine and, you know, mingle and learn the truth of chiropractic. And so that's pretty much how I got started.
All right. So, hey, Clint, were you able to pop that PowerPoint over to me?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now, man.
Sorry to our attendees. We should have this a little bit, my bad, set up a little bit better. I brought Clint in as an attendee instead of a panelist. That was my bad. So perhaps why we're not seeing your picture, but that's okay, because
people don't want to see my face anymore.
Hey, man. I always think we get like seasoned the older we get, you know. This system is getting old. Got to hang on to your youth as you get older in chiropractic. So we're gonna pop that up in a sec, guys. Just sit tight. Yeah, and you know, I would agree, because when I was doing dinner workshops, I used to use this restaurant called Peter's, and I had the basement, this Italian restaurant, and I could get anywhere from 12 up to, you know, 25 in the group. They're smaller in today's dinner workshops. We didn't have the power of the social media back then. And I used to do flyers, I used to do in practice, but when the patients came, the prospects came, and they sat and they listened to the big idea, and really I talked about the five aspects of health. And I did a ton of these. I would always walk away with a handful of great new patients. They it made sense. They were like halfway to chiropractic. And, you know, you didn't have to sell anything. You just had to get out there and talk about what health was. They were the ones that were ready to get off the medications and get healthy. And the conversions were exceptionally high, and they stayed for a long period of time. So that's why I love doing the dinner workshops. I always love to speak. So it was doctor's reports every week. And I was doing a dinner workshop like pretty well once a month. I did it for the longest time. And wow, did it make a massive difference in my practice.
Here's the deal, Mike, and that's what I found along with that church study. I found the same thing. I find that people that come to my dinner workshops, people that come to the Wine, Women, and Wellness event, you know, we do a Christmas event as well. Anyone that attends these events are usually my practice members that have been with me the longest, that refer the most, and they're just excited about being under care. Yeah. They're not coming in. They're not complaining. They're not trying to ghost me to get out of care. They're not complaining about, you know, I'm 100% cash. You know, when I got back into practice, I didn't finish my story, but when I got back into practice, I went from zero. I was completely dead broke. I started in a 700 square foot office, 100% cash. I went from zero to 500 patient visits a week in 6 months. And part of the reason was because of events. You know, in my previous practice, when I had PVA of 12, I saw 120, 130 a week. I never did events, never. And I think that was one of the big reasons. And I've come across some docs that say, you know what, I just prefer to build my referrals from inside. And that's great. That's awesome. Like absolutely. But man, you're missing a big component if you're not hosting events.
Clint, I want to talk about that for a second, because, you know, anytime I put out the word marketing, I get chiropractors that they start rolling their eyes and go, here we go, always marketing. You know, stop for a second. I want you to think about this, guys. The doctors are listening, because this really gets my underwear in a knot. We're serving 2% of the population right now. We have a 98% capacity to actually grow. let's get rid of the 10%. 10% are not under chiropractic, 2% are. And maybe 10% have used chiropractor, but with a PVA of 10, 12 worldwide, that means a lot of people are not using a chiropractor. And right now, we have a healthcare war going on. We have big pharma that's pushing forced vaccines around the world. The prescription use here in the United States has doubled in the last 10 years from 2 to 4 per person. The consumers are being lied to, and right now the best alternative for them is chiropractic. So as long as we sit inside our four walls and go, oh yeah, I'm just gonna rely on referrals, well, more power to you. But using the power of social media, here's what I discovered, Clint, that if you're seeing like you're stuck at 10 and you could do like something on social media, there's another 10. And if you do external events like a wine, woman, and wellness workshop, there's another 10. So I call it the 50-50-50, that you could actually increase your practice by well over 100-fold just by getting and tapping into events like this. And if you know what your case average is, let's say your case average is a minuscule $1,000. If you had 10 more new ones, that's $10,000 a month. That's $120,000 a year. If you did events like this, there's another $250,000, not only in volume, but think of people you're reaching out. You get them in your practice, and then you get the kids and the husbands under care too. So this is where my biggest frustration with our profession is we bitch and whine about the status of the profession, and yet you have the ability. You've got to get out of your own way. You've got to drop the ego. Got to be willing to get out there, because you're going to get people who are going to heckle you. You're going to get people who are going to shoot you down. You're going to have people that are going to try to knock you off your pedestal. Hey, get over it. You're already different. You're a chiropractor. I was just reading, Kennedy's Children's Defense, how they're pushing like HPV on kids, making it mandated in New York State. So guys, wake up, get out there and start telling the message. And you're going to have tons of people coming to see you because they're looking for this right now. They're dying to have this information. Oh, hey, good news, Clint. I just saw your PowerPoint come across here. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to quickly download it. And I know the doctors who are sitting there going, hey, let's take a look at this PowerPoint. I'm excited to see. I love PowerPoint too. So
yeah, going back to that, you know, I did a podcast today, and the doc, you know, he was talking about, about reaching more people with the truth. And that's what it comes down to, is that people out there right now, they're searching for something else, right? And I always use the example of Chipotle and Panera. You go to Chipotle here in Maine, I'm in Maine, you go to Chipotle at 6 o'clock at night, there's a line out the door every night.
Yeah.
Why is that, when they can get a burrito at Taco Bell for $2, but yet they're in line at Chipotle paying, you know, $7 or $8 or $9 for a burrito?
Yeah,
because agree. There's no chemicals. People are looking for this. Why are people buying organic, man? Because people are wanting to take care of their health. They just don't know what we do. They think we're just about neck and low back pain. And so when they hear the truth, that's what happened to me, is my practice just exploded because I start sharing the truth of chiropractic.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we're doing a lot of retargeted Facebook ads outside talks, and Shereen's seen like 100 patient visits per week growth the last 6 months. And I know it's gonna take off from there in the next 6 months, just because we're out there, you know, telling the truth. So Clint, can you see the PowerPoint here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. So we finally got it up and running here. So I just say next when you want me to flip to the next one. I'm not sure how many slides you have here, but when I heard you talk about this, you and I talked about 6 months ago, I go, man, this is genius. I thought it was a great idea. And I know it's gonna be it. I have not done it yet. I know you have done it, but I have not done it yet. So that's why I was excited to have you on this master talk, so we could actually share this with everybody else.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you having me on. If you wanna go next, we'll, this was designed actually for like 40 minute talk, but since we wasted, I'm gonna cruise through this.
So you can take your time, we're all good. Take your time.
I got a freebie alert. So for anyone that stays till the end, I got a $75 value of 5 research articles that transformed my mindset about the truth of chiropractic being about, and I already knew this anyway, but starting from birth and being lifelong, like on a regular, consistent basis. So for anyone that stays through, I've got that for you at the end for free. It's a $75 value. So if you want to hit the next one, Mike.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, like I said, it's 50, 60 minutes, but we're going to drop that. Also, the Wine, Women, and Wellness, there's another company out there that's not chiropractic. They call theirs Women, Wine, and Wellness. It's not chiropractic related. So what we did is we went in and we trademarked the Wine, Women, and Wellness for chiropractors. So we have a trademark on this because we didn't want other professions to take this idea and run with it, right? So we have a trademark on it, and we have an event management system that we're going to discuss here as well. But I just want to put full disclosure out there that at the end we're gonna share this with you. Hopefully, you want to use it. So.
And for the doctors who are going, oh man, do I have to buy anything? You don't have to buy anything here, but I'm going to guarantee if you can get a system that's actually going to be turnkey, that's going to show you how to attract, especially like the best avatar in your practice, which is your females, you know, between 30 and 55, for less than half the price of a new patient, guys, you definitely want to stick around to the end because, you know, Sri and I have actually put two of these events on our calendar already for 2020. We're excited about launching it.
Yeah, it's awesome. So why would you want to plan and host a Why Women and Wellness event? As it go through, help you build a community of people who rave about you. Docs, you have women that come to this thing, and we have women that ask us, hey, when's the next one? We've been doing this now for 5 years. We do it twice a year. I'm going to get into that in just 1 second, but every year we have women that come in. Hey, when's your next one? I've got some girlfriends that want to come. I've got, you know, my mom wants to come. So when we're talking about not only increasing retention, but when we're talking about referrals, this is an amazing opportunity for your current practice members to bring their friends and family. It's an awesome way to build a referral system in place. It's also a great way to further a lifelong relationship with your following. You know, one of the things that I talk about when hosting events, Mike, is, you know, it's like a marriage. You married Shireen. If she would have known you and you guys would have gone on a date, you know, 5 minutes for 3 times a week for 3 months, and then 5 minutes twice a week for 2 months, and then 5 minutes once a week for a month, would she have ever married you, Mike? Yes or no?
I hope so.
Yeah. No, it's not happening, man. It's not happening. You're a good looking guy, but it's not happening, man. You've got to develop that relationship, right? You've got to develop that relationship. So you got to spend time with a person that you want to spend a lifetime with. You've got to get to know them. And the same thing is true about your practice members. If you want to build a lifetime wellness-based practice and you want patients for a lifetime, you got to develop that relationship. And so by hosting events, what's happening, and the reason this church study was so great, and what I found in my own practice, and I'm sure you found in yours as well, Mike, is that when you create events that are outside of the regular adjusting, you know, schedule, people get to know you. You get to know their family. They get to know your family. There's some kind of a deeper relationship there, and these people want to stay with you longer.
That's so true. And you really said it best. You know, it's all about relationships, because I have an old saying: before people buy from you, they have to first like and trust you. And part of that is time well spent.
Absolutely. So if we look at the numbers real quick, Wine, Women, and Wellness, we've been running it for twice a year for 5 years, every spring and every fall. I'm going to get into that here in just a minute. But we've also been able to develop, now this is key, because we have vendors at these events, we've been able to develop relationships with like 35, 40 business owners in the area that not only help us pay for this event, but now guess what? They're an additional referral source for us. Okay, which is huge.
And that's what I love about this. It's almost like you're running a health fair where you're having vendors pay for it who are going to also cross-promote it, which is going to drive more traffic.
Absolutely, yep. So these events have helped us build a PVA 100+, as I spoke of earlier, helped me go from 0 to 500 patient visits a week. Just an FYI, we're in a small market. We're in Portland, Maine, so we're in a small market. Our last Wine, Women, and Wellness had 85 women. 34 of them were guests, meaning they weren't practice members. The rest were practice members. And of those 34, at the end of the night, we had 34 new patients sign up for an appointment. We had 34 actually show up and 34 actually accepted a 6-month minimum care plan. So we had 100%. Wow. Normally, Mike, it's not 100%, but it is around 95 to 97%.
So I'm doing the math. I'm assuming your case average is about 2,000 at 35 new ones. So there's 70,000 for one evening workshop.
Yep, and it takes 2.5 hours to
2.5 hours, and you didn't have to pay for it. How cool is that?
Yeah,
love it.
And also, I noticed with the events as well, my pay in fulls. I'm 100% cash, so I have pay in full rates. My pay in fulls for people that come from events is about 37%, which is almost double what it is someone walking in off the street or a Facebook ad or something like that.
So yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's huge. So you see the numbers there, guys. And for those of you who are listening, I want you to start writing down, okay, what's your case average? If you don't know your numbers, it's your PVA, your patient visit average, times your fee. So if you're charging, you know, say $50 for ease of use, and they're with you for 50 visits, that's a case average of 2,500. It's 40 patient visits. That's 2,000 case average. So do the numbers. You've got to know your numbers. I've said this to years for doctors who I've coached. If you don't know your numbers, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And bam, there you are. There's that good lucky guy. There's Tina.
That's myself, and that's my beautiful wife. Absolutely. So what happened was the first year, if you want to go to the next one, the first year we ran this, I did it myself. Tina wasn't working for me at the time. She was running, she has a master's degree in higher ed. So she was working for the local university. And so I ran it myself. But it was, you know, I had the first one, I think I had like 30 or 40, people show up. I had about 10 new patients. So it wasn't a bust, but it still wasn't where it is now. And so as soon as Tina came on, man, like we just started taking this thing through the roof. So I shared my story there a little bit, you know, how I was in practice for 26 years. So if you want to go to the next one, I share Tina's story. If you want to go to the next one, I'm trying to skip through this. There we are. We just got married a couple years ago in April. So if you want to skip to the next one.
That's not your private jet, Glenn.
No, but it will be soon, brother. That's our family. She has four girls. I have two boys. And it's a lot of chaos, but a lot of fun. If you want to skip to the next one. And that's just some of the docs that we've met along the way. And starting True Chiro, we need to get your picture up there, Mike. Next time we're together, brother.
It's all good.
But you know, in forming True Chiro, we've met so many great docs, and just been able to learn from them and help other docs grow their practices. So if you want to go to the next one, so here it is: the proven formula to host a Wine Women and Wellness event. You know, I've come across a lot of docs that say, you know, I've tried events before, but they were flops. I hear that from a lot of docs. And so my answer is, listen, you weren't doing it right. Because if you follow this system, I promise you, it's going to work. It's going to work, absolutely. And not only is it going to work, but this is what it's going to do. It's going to bring you quality patients. And when I say quality patients, I mean higher than a 10 PVA patient or a 12 PVA patient. It's going to increase your referrals, increase retention, increase reactivations. So many times I get docs that say, what can I do to increase my reactivations? Host a Wine Women a Wellness event, man. Like, this is a no-brainer. This is, how many women do you know that have seen you in the past that are no longer under care, like wine, and they want to hang out with their girlfriends? Like, it's a no-brainer. It's going to help you make more of an impact, which obviously is what we're in chiropractic to do, right, is impact people's health. Going to decrease your stress levels, decrease your overhead, renew your passion for chiropractic, improve your family life. So, again, it's twice a year. Spring and fall. I recommend spring and fall, especially if you're in a state where there's snowfall, okay? And the reason for this is because people are busy in the summertime. They don't have a lot of time to come to an event. Wintertime, especially if you're in a snow state, you know, you're fighting weather. So spring, usually about the end of March, beginning of April is where we have the most success. And fall, right about the end of October, beginning of November is when we have our other great events and success.
Yeah, I think that's plenty because it gives you time to set it up, is low stress, and of course you got vendors as well.
Yep. And so what it takes about 10 weeks, 10 to 12 weeks to plan this if you're going to do it the right way. But when I say 10 to 12 weeks, we're not talking like a lot of time. We're talking like a couple, 3 hours each week until you get to that week, and then that week, obviously, it's going to increase. And so, again, when I did it myself, I was able to do it by myself, but it's a lot more effective if you have a team member do it, or you bring on someone, you know, like my wife came on, and this is one of her main things she does. She handles my events. She handles Wine Women and Wellness. She handles Dinner with the Doc. And so it's definitely well worth it, docs. But if you want to do it yourself, you can do it yourself as well. So again, I actually go back to that one, Mike, real quick. I just want to go over, you know, the three steps to make an event a success. Number one, you got to fill the seats, right? You got to get people there. Number two, you want people to hear the truth of chiropractic, because majority of people that come in to an event like this, if they don't know who you are, they're not a patient. What do they think you do? They think you do neck and low back pain, right?
Right.
And so what's the difference between doing that and just putting out an ad on Google or Facebook ad? Right? There's no difference. That's why you've got to share the truth of chiropractic with them while they're there. And so You know, we talked about this earlier, Mike. You love presenting. I love presenting. There's some docs out there that don't like presenting. So what we've done in our training program that we're going to get to here at the end is we've designed it so I've got a PowerPoint presentation in there you can follow. I've got my own presentation I record. It's about a 20-minute long presentation. If you just want to push play, you can push play. I'll do the talk for you. The truth of chiropractic talk, I call it. And then obviously, what's that?
I love it. It's like, oh, it's going to be brain dead on this one and just have me
pretty much, build my practice. Pretty much. And then obviously you want to get people to your office and not only get them to your office, but then have them accept care at your office. So getting people to the event, choosing your location is huge. Obviously you want an event or a location where what you want to do is actually you want to go to the next slide, I think, Mike. Yeah. You want to choose a location that's easily accessible, good parking. You want a place, you know, again, we average probably about 85 to 90. I think we've maxed out one time at 110. But you want a big enough space you can hold all these people. Plus, you need some vendor tables, right? So anywhere from 15 to 25 vendor tables. When you first get started, you may not have that many, but you will get to the point. We have 25 vendor tables right now, and we have a waiting list of people that want. If we had a bigger room, we could probably bring in more vendor tables. You want a location that can serve food. They can set up, they can break down. Docs, you don't want to be involved in this. You don't want this at your office. You don't want to have the hassle of you know, worrying about food. Just spend the money. We go to a hotel, a local hotel here that has a nice conference room. They handle everything. In addition, they have the bar there. So we serve wine and beer at our event. That's why it's called Wine, Women, and Wellness. Now, I've come across some docs that don't want to do the wine thing for whatever reason, and that's fine. But I'm going to tell you, the wine is what attracts the women. When yeah. I go out and I talk to people, and the first thing I say, hey, we're having a Wine, Women, and Wellness event. Would you be interested?
I'm in. Real big. Yeah, because it's not going to work with iced tea, that's for sure.
That's right.
Iced tea, woman, and wellness. Nah, it doesn't even rhyme.
So we got in a little bit to choosing your date, you know, late October, early November, and then late March, early April. You got to look out for breaks. Spring breaks, obviously, is there in March, April. You got to look out for Easter. You got to look out for, you know, different dates like that. But make sure that you do your research on that and pick a date. Usually Wednesday night we have found works the best. Wednesday or Thursday night. We try to Friday night thinking, oh, women are going to show up. They don't. Obviously, Sunday night, no way. Monday night, no way. Tuesday night, I don't think we've ever tried one Tuesday night, but Wednesday, Thursday night seem to work the best.
Again, yeah, 10 to 12. I would agree. Wednesday night seems to be best. And it's important when you're doing these events as well, and you said this earlier, you say, hey, that it doesn't work. I've tried it. It's important for the doctors listening that you follow the formula. It's no different than if you're doing a care plan or a doctor's report. It's a proven system, and it's just like the dinner workshops. So Dr. Clayton Roach, he's on the East Coast. He does the dinner workshop, but it's an annual event similar to this. And he'll have 240 people in a room, walk away with 60 new ones. I mean, he absolutely just kills it. But you also have to know how to close. You have to be able to ask for the order. And that's where a lot of doctors also fall short. So my question is, are you putting your close in here too, Clint, so they can actually follow that? Because that is one of the hardest things for the doctors to do.
Yep. Absolutely. So what we do in the training is we have the presentation available, and at the end I actually close. And then what we recommend, I don't know how you do it, Mike, but what we do in ours is we make an offer that they have to make the appointment that night in order to get the offer.
Yes.
For me, it's an initial assessment at no cost. Includes a postural evaluation, computerized postural evaluation, and a nerve scan at no cost. But only if you make the appointment tonight. And if you go to, it's in a different Facebook group, but we post it, and there's a picture of myself and one of my associate docs at the table, and we've got a line of women, like probably 15 deep in front of each of one of us, waiting to make appointments. It's an awesome picture, man. I love it. But that's what happens.
Yeah, and I think that's important is you've got to be able to ask for the order. Like when we do a dinner workshop, we typically do $20, something of value they can put down. We also include the entire family, which they're going to get with a family gift certificate anyhow. But those who have to leave or leave early, we make sure they get the health pass. So we're going to hit them. And then we do the follow-up phone calls within 24 hours. But that's important. And you want to be able to book them as well. I call it the 7-day rule. Clint, I don't know if you found this as well, but if you book within 7 days versus, oh, I'm going to book you out 2 weeks, that's when you start to get attrition.
I just had that discussion with a doc today. He says, I want to do this. He said, but I'm going to be gone in Arizona for a week on spring break. I said, well, make sure that when you do this, you set it up so that you're going to be around for about 1 to 2 weeks after, because you've got to make sure within, I like 3 to 4 days, and I like to have them before the weekend. After the weekend, I tend to lose them. So I love having my events on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. I've got tons of new patients coming in. If I book them on Monday or Tuesday after the weekend, my attendance rate tends to go down, and I start to get some no-shows. And any farther out than that, I agree 100% with you, Mike. You're going to lose people.
You know, I agree. And, you know, it's usually within 7 days, but I do the same thing. As soon as you have a 3 to 5 day window, my recommendation, you do a big fish like this. You just open up all your new patient slots on the Thursday, Friday, book them all for the exam, have them back the next week for your report.
Yeah, that's what I do. Normally, I take Fridays off, but after an event like this, I will book women all day long on Fridays. And I'll even, I think I've even booked them on Saturday morning.
Sure.
I don't work Saturday
morning. Sure. Do whatever it takes, guys, to get in the process as quick as you can. Yeah.
If you can go back to that last slide, that's an important slide, Mike, real quick. You've got, docs, when we talk about 12 weeks to put this together, you know, the first week you're finding your location, second week you're starting to promote, you're starting to find some vendors, and we go over all this in all the training. We go over the vendor contracts, how much you charge them, the whole thing. But you've got to have a place, as you start talking about this, you've got to have a place for these people to register, to collect their email address and their cell phone number. Because what you want to do, if they hear about it 8 weeks before and they say, yeah, that's a great idea, and then they never hear from you again, what are the chances they're going to show up? They're not showing up. So you've got to have a place where you can collect this. And this is why the event management system that we're going to talk about at the end is so important, because you send them to this event management program or page, and you can collect all this data. And then what happens is, on a weekly basis, you continue to promote it, and you build this momentum to the point where, you know, a week before, like, these women are like, man, I've got like 10 girlfriends coming with me. This is going to be amazing. I'm going to have so much fun. And, you know, they're ready to show up.
I agree. Fantastic.
So this is something else we go over. We go over the whole, like, in the training, Mike, we go over everything. We go over the room setup, the room chart. We go over what you're supposed to tell the kitchen and the bar for instructions, what to have at your entrance table. Make sure you have only one entrance, not multiple entrances, because there's certain things that you need to do when they come in. All the items that are needed at the registration table. Make sure that you have, you know, the music, the speakers, like, all this stuff we go over. There's nothing. Docs, if you want to do this and you want one of your team members to do it, you just put them in this training and it'll be done. All you have to do is show up that night, mingle. If you don't want to give the presentation, you don't have to give the presentation. And then you just, next day, you can show up at the office and new patients are in the books. So that's the day of the event. If you want to move to the next one, Mike. And then we go over the talk. Again, if you want to give your talk, I share how I give my talk. I go over the problem. I get everyone on the same page. And then we go over the solution. We go over the truth of chiropractic. And we go over testimonials. Mike, I don't know about you, but testimonials are huge, right? Social proof is huge. And especially if you have practice members in the room at the time that you're giving this talk, do you know how powerful it is for 70, 80, 90 women to be sitting in a room, hear me speak, and then have someone in that same room stand up and say, you know what, because of chiropractic, I don't have PCOS anymore. Or because of chiropractic, I have a little baby boy at home, and I was told I was never going to have a child again ever in my life. Or you have someone stand up that says, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. I was looking at a lifetime of medication and, you know, surgery, taking my intestines out. And because of chiropractic, I'm running marathons now, and my Crohn's disease is healed, right? You know how powerful that is?
It's huge.
It's so powerful.
So, you know, for the doctors listening, taking notes, write that down, put 3 stars beside it. Testimonials are key. And when you have a patient giving testimonial, especially if it's a tearjerker, just shut up, get out of the way, and let her go. I mean, because the testimonials, doesn't matter if you flub your PowerPoint or your presentation, you know, it's the testimonials that are really going to sell it, and a minimum 3 to 5.
Yep. Yeah, and so we go over how to set that up before, how to make sure that you have some testimonials ready to go, the whole thing.
Sweet.
If you want to go over the next one, and then we tell you how to close, how to get people in the books before you even leave the location, before you even leave the venue. Like, you're walking out with, you know, depending on how many women you have there, 30, 40 new practice members in the books. And then we show you what to do the next day to make sure that they show up, right? You got to follow up with them, okay? To make sure that they're showing up.
And that's key, that follow up the next day to confirm, and follow up for any who had to leave as well. It's really important. Yep. A 24-hour window.
And then the accepting care, we don't get really into that in the training. That's the doc's thing, you know, as far as giving tours when they come into the office and your intake form and doing your day one. That's all. I don't get into that stuff, but that's obviously important. So next one, Mike. And then the follow-up, we go over the follow-up again. This is where it's important, docs, that you have their emails, you have their cell phone numbers, because now, in addition to them coming in for their visit, now you're going to continue to educate them on the truth of chiropractic. And so, Mike, and I'm pretty sure you teach this, but you better be emailing your following on a regular basis with the truth of chiropractic. And if you want, I recommend texting your following on a regular basis. I text my patients twice a week, once on Mondays, once on Thursdays, and I email my patients every week at least once with value, with something of value, so that they're always hearing the truth of chiropractic. The way I explain this is the same thing as Big Pharma. When I ask the question, how does Big Pharma get their truth into so many people's heads? It's because they're in our heads on a regular basis. So if we want to get our truth into their heads, we got to be in their heads on a regular basis, whether they're in the office or out of the office.
Interesting. You mentioned texting. I just saw a study on CVS, which started doing SMS texting for refilling people's prescriptions. Their sales went up 15%. That's a multi-billion dollar company, 15%. Yeah. So come on, guys, 15%, that's huge in your practice. Start using Twilio. It's my preferred SMS. Yeah. I'm not sure which one you use, Clint, but you start using some sort of text system in your practice.
Absolutely. Next one. So next one, Mike, I'm going to get into the event management system here. I'll show some pictures and what we do. So there's a couple things that we're going to offer here at the end. Number one is the training. We've got the training down to a science. I'll get into that in just a minute. But first, the event management system. Again, if you want to use the term Wine, Women, and Wellness, we have a trademark on it. You have to go through us. If you want to host this event and do it, call it something else, totally go for it. Hopefully this has helped you. But docs, this is a no-brainer, okay? As Mike said earlier, if you want to take 5 years to figure this out, or even a year to figure this out, go for it. But we're going to teach you right away. Okay? We're going to teach your team right away. And we're going to give you the ability to use our event management system. Now, this has a countdown. This will be on a phone. So if someone goes to the event, you're going to have your own page on this event management system. You can create your own URL that will go directly to this page. Okay. So Mike, you can see Dr. Shireen's Wine, Women, and Wellness event. It's going to go right to this page. It's going to have the countdown. If you want to go to the next, you can put your own picture on there. And then this is the huge part here. I got it circled. Register for this event. Your name, your phone number, your email, write any comments. That goes into your email database, your texting database, and you're going to start using this. Next one. You can put promo videos in there. So if you want, you can do some kind of a promo video. You can put pictures in there. If you have some guest speakers showing up, you have a senator or a congressman showing up, or you've got some, you know, someone showing up, you want to put their picture in there, executive presence. You can put all your vendors in there. We haven't even really talked about vendors, Mike. You know, vendors are going to pay for most of this. And so you put your vendors in here to help promote them. And at the same time, what do you think your vendors are going to do when their picture's on here, they're going to this event? You think they're gonna promote it to their following?
Oh, huge.
Absolutely.
And that's another, what we call in marketing, affiliate marketing. So you get your vendors to affiliate and promote you, and that's gonna increase your database as well, and it gets you exposure to people who wouldn't know it. Now, what do you charge your average vendor, Clint?
So we're a little bit on the low side. We charge, a lot of our vendors are already practice members. And if docs are thinking, where am I gonna get my vendors? Well, you know, massage therapist, reflexologist. How about anyone in your office that's in an MLM company that's health related, right? Like, we all have that. And so we charge for our practice members, we charge $60 for the event. Non-practice members, we charge $110 for the event.
That's super fair. Super fair.
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, some of these events you go to is $250, $300.
Sure. So you actually go up. Yeah, exactly. They'll pay $250, $300.
You get 20 of these vendors in, which is easy to do. You know, you're looking at, you know, $1,200, $1,300, $1,400. The whole event costs us, and we buy the first glass of wine, by the way. We promote it with a huge giveaway at the end, which requires that women stay through the event. It's usually like a $300 or $400 night stay at a local hotel with dinner included. All this totals us about, including the room, about $1,700, $1,800. We have vendors pay about $1,100, $1,200. So our net on this whole thing, our net expense is about $400, $500, $600.
Right.
It's seriously a no-brainer. So going back to the event management system, it's got your location in there. It's got the map if you want to hit the next one. And so that's the event management system. So here's what we do with the Wine, Women, and Wellness event training. Everything you need to plan, host, and a Wine, Women, and Wellness. If you want to go to the next one, Mike. Basically, you know, a lot of docs say, can I do this? You know, absolutely, you can do this. Okay, it's going to take time, or you can remove that time. You can remove the time that it's going to take to build the experience and just allow us to do it. Okay, my first event, like I said, 45 women. I had 10 vendors. I had 10 new patients. Then Tina came along, and we've got this down to a science. We've held this 10 times. We know what works. We know what doesn't work. We're going to share all that with you in the training program.
You know, what's important, Clint, is that, you know, when I speak, I've been speaking to doctors for almost 30 years, and I get this. And here's the distinction between people who are going to grow and explode and those who are going to stay stagnant and in a rut. Is if you understand the difference between a cost and an investment, that's what's going to free you. Because a lot of doctors say, oh, it's going to cost me. It's going to cost me money. If you don't know what your case average is, and I look at 10 new patients, and I know your case average is like $2,500, $25,000 from 10 new ones, the ROI is a minimum of 4 to 5. So if you put $1 in the machine and 30 days later, you got like $4 or $5 back, is that a good investment? Hell yes. Now, if you're getting like $25 back for every dollar in, and that's called an investment. As soon as the doctors can wrap their heads around this, that's when your practice creates freedom for you as well. So the doctors who are listening to this, because I know the investment for this is ridiculously stupid low. And I think you're really giving it away, Clint. I'm gonna be brutally honest, but that's a good thing, because then everyone can actually use this and get on board with this and start serving more people in their area.
Well, here's my philosophy, Mike, and you're in the same boat as I am, man. We need to help more docs. More docs. There's so many docs out there struggling.
Yeah.
And we just need to help them. We need to help more docs reach more people with the truth, so we can turn this whole profession around from a pain-based practice to from a pain-based profession to a lifetime wellness-based profession. Right. So if you want to go to the next one, we'll get into the cost here, what this includes, the whole thing. Again, return on investment, docs. You know, Mike talked about my first 110 at 25,000. Now we're bringing in, you know, 35, 40 new practice members each time we do this. We do this twice a year, $70,000. You know, we're talking $150,000 to $200,000 a year. And the investment is less than $1,000. And then what we're going to do here in just one second, I'll show you the next one, Mike. Here's what you get, docs. We're gonna handhold you for 12 weeks. You start, and we recommend that you start right now, because 12 weeks from now, we're talking the end of March, beginning of April, which is when you want to host this, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to take you week by week. It's going to be a drip system. We send you out a video each week, and then we have a private Facebook group where we go in and we do a live presentation, and we also address any questions that you have week by week. We give you a list of things that you need to do each week. We give you the video of how to do it, and then we're in the Facebook group to hold your hand and share with you our experience and if you have any questions. So we go through all that. It includes also a PowerPoint presentation if you want to follow my presentation, should you choose to. There's also a video recorded presentation by myself. If you just want to push play, I'll do the closing for you. At the end, you just start accepting new patients. We've got all the contracts in there. We've got all the outlines. We've got the list. We've got any scripts I'm not a big guy on scripts, but again, there's certain things that you should say, certain things you shouldn't say. Right. Tailor it to your own, you know, your own verbiage, but it's all there. It's all there. So if you want to go to the next one, Mike, it also includes the Wine Women and Wellness event management system for an entire year. This is what we're doing. $69 a month. If you want to do it monthly, it's for a year commitment. Again, Mike, when you say this is, I'm giving this away, I'm pretty much giving this away. But
you are. But you're a nice guy, Clint. We love you, man, for doing it.
Here it is, man. I just want to see more docs out there succeeding. That's all. If you want to pay up front, we've got a 3-payment option, $250. You save a little bit of money. Or if you want to pay in full one-time option, it's $650. Again, you save some more money. So you got your options. If you want to save money, if you want to go monthly, you got monthly. There it is.
Here's something I want to throw in there, Clint. I know you talk about twice a week. I'm just helping a doctor launch his dinner workshops. But I said, you know, that first launch, you might be overwhelmed. You might have a room that holds 100 people. All of a sudden, bam, that first week, you get 100. Well, you can parlay this, and you can open up a second week. Make sure you can process everyone that first week, but open up, say, a week or 2 weeks later. And if it takes off, knowing how many people you can process in your practice, you can do this every quarter if you wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sky's the limit with this.
Yeah. Go to the next one, Mike. Go to the next one. Yeah, so that's it, docs. If you want to go to the next one, Mike, I'll give the freebie away. And then, Mike, if you want to put in the link for them to go, for those of you that want the freebie, if you want to put that in the chat, Mike, do you have it?
Yeah, I got the chat here. We'll throw that in. So
if you want the freebie alert, guys, the freebie, the free gift, just go to www.theproofishere.com. What I do is I give you 5 research articles that really transformed my mindset and my certainty about chiropractic. And then what it did as well, what I did was I teach you in a short video, it's like 30 minutes, I teach you how to use that to help build your practice. We go over everything from, you know, the beginning, like why do infants need to begin adjusted, the research on that. Why do patients need to be coming in like once a week on a regular basis? We go over the research of that.
What's that URL? I'll just put it in the chat so people can grab it.
Hereistheproof.com.
Here is the proof.
Here's the proof.com. That's the freebie. And then I sent you the link, Mike, for the other, if they want to register for the Wine Women and Wellness Training. I sent you the link on that.
All right. So, like, you know, I'm just so dyslexic tonight. I can't spell. There we go. I get it right. Here is the proof.com. Yep. And then you emailed me the other one. So we're going to put the first one in there. And just give me the URL for the second one, Clint. Can you do that? Is it too long?
I put it in the Facebook message to you, Mike.
The messenger. Yeah. All right. So I'll just grab the messenger.
Copy and paste that. It's super long.
Okay.
And the reason we did that is because we're giving a special price for you guys. And so I don't want to just give out the other URL because they're going to pay more. So that's why I gave out that price. Or I gave you that link, Mike, because I want to give your.
No worries. I'm just going to grab it right here. Yep. And we're good to go. All right. It's in Messenger. Is this it here? I guess it's massive. All right. So there we go. We're going to throw it right in here. All right. So if anyone has any questions, guys, you can just make sure you just hit the chat button. You can ask a Clint question if you have it. So just go ahead and feel free to ask us a question if you have any. All you have to do is hit that little hand and you can stick it right in the chat area. So, you know, Clint, I'm so happy you're doing this because this gives diversity on the dinner workshops I've been doing for years. You know, I've been doing it for so long, and we did the same thing. I put mine together with Dr. Clayton Roach. He does the annual one. I took my quarterly one that we do. We have our setup for this year. Excited to do the dinner workshops once more. We're doing the annual one for next year as Patient Appreciation Day. But we've got on our schedule already your Wine Woman in Wellness, which I'm really excited for because, you know, nobody's doing it in my area. And, you know, don't think, guys, if you're listening, that nobody else or it's a saturated market. There's so much room to go here and to market yourself and to grow a practice because really doctors in your area are not doing this. I did see one hand up. There was a message, a question that came in. So looks like he lowered his hand where it was. So docs, just stick up your hand if you have a question there, and I'll see if I can can put you on here to go ahead and talk, or just type in your question if you have a question on the bottom. So not seeing the text. Let's see here. It's chat. It should be showing. You guys see it right there? You should be able to copy that. So I have one new message. Not seeing the text or link. So just let me know if you guys can see that, because I have the chat right there. And so roll it up. So you should be able to copy that. There's two links. There's heroestheproof.com and truecar.teachable.com/p/woman. So you guys should be able to see that. Just let me know if you have it. You can just copy that. And, you know, if they do have questions, Clint, they get hold of you at truecaro, is that right, .com?
Yeah, either there, or they could go into our private Facebook group, which is the Chiropractic Truth Tellers, or not the, it's just Chiropractic Truth Tellers. Yeah. They can go in there as well, or they can private message me too if they want.
Okay, so I have a quick question from Dr. Najat. Great presentation. I had a quick question. We don't use computerized posture scans or nerve scans. We're more of a rehab sports chiro clinic. What can we offer as an offer? I'm assuming he's referring to the examination, so you can still offer an examination here, correct?
Yeah, what I was saying was my free offer is a computerized postural analysis and a nerve scan. But whatever you want to do is totally up to you. I think you mentioned something about a $20 coupon or something.
We do the $20 examination.
Oh, okay. That's what you do. Yeah.
So just for the doctors listening, we'll stack the value. We'll put a value of like $267 and offer it for like $67. So they see that there's more than what they're actually getting. It's called a stacked offer. And you can do it as low as 20, but you want to book them in as quick as possible.
Yeah.
And Dr. Eric, this is a great question. And what are legal responsibilities of serving wine?
So because you're doing it not in your office, it's totally off you, okay? When you go to a hotel, it's on them. It has nothing to do with you. It's all on them at that point.
And they have a liquor license, so they're the ones that are serving it. You're just giving that presentation at their place.
Correct.
That's a great question. All right, so those are great questions, guys. So hopefully everyone can see that link there. I just scrolled it down a bit and hopefully got something out of this. Go to those links. You know, I think that's what's important is, and I love that you did the monthly. You guys can literally set this up for $69 a month. Your return on investment will be there from one person. If you don't get one person from this, something is wrong, but you follow a formula. And, you know, success breeds success. And you guys, I've been coaching doctors for years in seven figures. The doctors, and it was funny, you really hit my heartstrings, Clint. You said you're struggling, you had nothing, and now you blew up your practice. Man, that gives me so much joy, because I see so many doctors who've gone from nothing to having everything. You know, I think I had a couple years ago, they were ready to leave the profession, buy a donut shop, and then they started doing the stuff that we teach. And next thing you know, here they are with a beautiful home and cars and a cottage, and they totally rocked it. And that's because they took a system. They took a model. You model what works. Tony Robbins talks about this. You model something that works. You follow success. Success leaves clues, and that's all you have to do. So it's really no brainer, Clint. And I'm really excited that, you know, you put this together and are pretty well giving it to the profession, which is really awesome.
You know, one of the things, Mike, we're talking a lot about the income, right? But, you know, more importantly than that, obviously the income, we want to have a nice income, but more important than that, like there's people out there dying right now because they don't know what chiropractic is about. They don't know the truth of chiropractic. And every doc that's listening, that's watching this, there's people in their community that are struggling, that are literally dying right now because they haven't had an opportunity. And when you host an event like this, all of a sudden, like you have women that come in that I've had women like after the presentation come up and just give me a hug. I remember one lady, she had tears coming down her cheeks, and she just said, I can't believe like you're right here and I didn't even know about you. And she made an appointment. She still comes and sees me. She was at one of my very first events. and her life was totally transformed.
You know, what's interesting like is that everyone on this call has heard that story from somebody who came in maybe through a different venue or a referral or whatever, where you've turned the lives of somebody completely 180 and you saved a life. You've got people off the meds. You've prevented the suicides. You've created families. What better way? You know, I really implore the doctors, get outside of your four walls. Go outside and start doing these events. You know, start doing like the retargeted Facebook ads and take this and just blow it up and pack the room for 100 people. They need you. They're dying for you. You have a moral obligation to get out there and start doing this stuff and start getting the message of chiropractic to the masses. So I have one more question here. What are you telling vendors to get them to trust people will be there and worth their investment?
You know, we've been doing this long enough that people just know. But I think the first one, you know, it was mostly people that I already knew that I had a relationship with. And I just said, you know, we're all in this together. We're all going to help promote it. You know, one of the things that we do with the vendors is that we require, if they're going to be a vendor, we require that they also help promote it to their following. So when you say to someone, you know, we're going to have 20 vendors there, we're going to be promoting this on Facebook, we're going to be doing this, and we require everyone to help promote it in their following, then, you know, they look at it and say, you know, it's $50, $60. It's like, okay, I'll do this. We've never had a vendor leave unhappy. Yeah. At the end of the night, we always check with the vendors, how'd your night go? They always say, it's awesome. I'd like to come back. And now we have a waiting list of vendors that want to come to the events.
And you've got to start somewhere, guys. So if you let them know how you're promoting, you've got a 3-month lead time, you're having all these other vendors, they're promoting their email list, there's going to be X number of people there. Yeah, they're not going to cry over losing $100, $150, $200. It's when you start getting the thousands that they get upset. So you're all good.
I've been to screenings before, you know, where you pay $300 or $400 and literally like 10 people are coming through the door.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not happy, but it is what it is, you know? So, but yeah, you just let them know. Hey, and then what you do as well, and we teach this all in training, you set up Facebook Lives with them. So you're going to do Facebook Lives with them to their following. And then you say, there's 20 other vendors that are going to be doing this as well. And they start seeing more and more activity and they see, you know, I've got a mailing list and the whole thing. And it just kind of builds on itself.
Fantastic. Well, Clint, hey, first of all, thank you for putting this brand new program together. Excited to be partnering up with you and helping get this to, you know, the doctors around the world and within the U.S. and Canada, everywhere. And I think it's a great product. And I think I can't wait to do it in an insurance practice. I'm meeting my PR girls tomorrow and we're getting it geared up now. I think we're doing ours in April or May, but we're getting a head start because we want to knock it out of the park. We do a lot of video, a lot of promotion. So,
yeah, I'm excited for you, Mike. And hey, I want to thank you. Thank you for having me on. I thank you for all that you do for the profession, man. Like we need more docs like you out there helping more docs reach more people. And so let's just keep it up, man. We've got lives we've got to save out there, man.
Love and appreciate you. So guys, thanks for joining us tonight. There's the links there in the chat. Make sure you just copy those, write those down or just copy and paste. And if you need to get hold of Clint, it's one more time, Clint, your URL.
TrueChiro.org, TrueChiro.org, or in Facebook, you can go to our private Facebook group for docs, Chiropractic Truth Tellers.
All right. Clint, love and appreciate you. And thanks for all the work you and Tina have put behind this.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks for joining us, guys. Keep watching for the next Master Talk. Next week, we're doing a Power Talk, the top 12 marketing tools you can use internally, externally, and through social media. The week after that, we're going to be reviewing the dinner workshop. Make sure you join us for the next Power Talk, Master Talk, or our webinar. Thanks, guys. Love and appreciate you. Go out there and save lives, and we'll see you on our next call.